Governor Cuomo came out with a plan to redesign Medicaid, and he's putting up $8 billion to reinvent the way we hand out Medicaid and we deliver services. So in a partnership with Albany Medical Center, we're looking at the possibility of leasing space for dialysis, other programs, other, you know, types of services to be there, and which in full does two things. First and foremost, it gives us rent. You know, it's bringing rent back into the nursing home that offsets the cost. But two, it saves us on transportation of taking our nursing home residents and, you know, transporting them out to these type of services to get dialysis or x-rays or whatever it may be, blood work, or to see a doctor. They'll be right there in the building. So we can literally just bring them to the one side of the building and they can get the services they want. And it also will be opened up to the Soldier On that will be hopefully soon coming to the Ann Lee home, right next to the nursing home, into people around, for employees and people in the area, that will give them better services, more convenient, and right on the bus line.
Soldier On, I understand, is a program for veterans. Could you explain more what that's about?
Soldier On, one of the things I've realized right off the get-go is the homeless population for our veterans has almost doubled since the Vietnam era, because this country's never called on its citizen soldiers more in the last 12 years than any other conflict. So we have more homeless veterans walking our streets who went off, served our country, did their duty, have come home, and for whatever reason they're battling alcohol or mental illness problems or PTSD, whatever it may be. In the Capital District, we have over 2,000 homeless veterans. So we have to do something. So this approach with Soldier On, and they do the same thing in Pittsfield, is we took our nursing home, our old nursing home that's sitting there vacant, that we're paying for the heat, we're paying to maintain it, and it's just sitting there vacant. They'll take control of that. They'll fix up the site, and they'll add apartments. So these veterans will get off the streets. They'll get the services. One-stop campus is the first in the state of New York. It'll be where they can get, you know, mental health checkups, where they can get physicals, where they can go to classes, take some college classes, or just stuff in general, working with their peers all on this campus, that they'll be with their peers and they understand what they went through. But most importantly, we found out through Soldier On and looked at the statistics, most veterans can only handle about 500 square feet of living space. So these are the size apartments that they built in Pittsfield, and it works. And they're the same type of apartments we're going to build here in conjunction with the VA, you know, with the Veterans Hospital, working with the federal government and the state, that will really make a difference here.
On Monday, there was a derailment in West Virginia. An oil tank car exploded. This is something that you've been very much involved with, I know. What is your reaction to that, and what are your plans to protect the Port of Albany and the residents down there against this type of explosion?
You know, the thing that's disturbing the most, this is the second derailment in the last 3 days. It happened up in Canada again. A lot of people aren't really aware of the situation. Same type, over 100 tanker cars being pulled. It was in a wooded area. So then, literally in the next couple days, we have the derailment in West Virginia. And there's a couple things that I've been noticing with the trend. You know, these DOT 111s, that need to be taken out of service, that were built back in the 60s, most of them, that were made for hauling like milk and other products, not for crude oil, not for this tar sand oil, And the other reality is here, maybe these lines are too long. It seems that I've been watching this, just not in the, you know, state of New York, but watching around this great nation and internationally, most of the trains that seem to be derailing have a number of over 100. Maybe we need to lower it to 80, to 50, to 75, I don't know, but the MTSB and the federal government, they really need to step up, and they need to stop talking about the issue, pontificating, and they really need to address the issue. I mean, we've delayed the implementation of DOT 111s. It's unacceptable. You know, they keep talking 2018, 2020. We talked about the global positioning units that could go into trains that NTSB identified in 1991, and they still haven't done it. You know, they say, oh, there's bad sites, there's, you know, we need towers. We're in the 21st century. Let's stop talking about it. And let's have action. The time for talking's done. It's time for action. And we've heard it from the people, not just here in Albany County. This started from the ground floor on up. And this movement's not going to stop because, you know, the production of this oil is coming more and more out of Canada. And, you know, Albany County is going to be the third biggest hub in this nation. You know, I try to explain to people, when you're in the fire service, and thank God, as we know as of today, that no one's been killed in West Virginia. But the one thing is, A guy said he was a mile away and he felt the heat. People could feel, you know, the smoke was going into the air. They're breathing stuff in. What's that effect going to have on them 4 years from now, 3 years from now? Say if they get, you know, they have breathing problems. Say they get a cancer. Do they contribute to just it just happened or to this type of, you know, accident that happened? It's just like being a firefighter. You go into a fire, to fight a fire. You put a house out. It's not the fire anymore killing you. It's the stuff you're inhaling during overhaul. When you come out afterwards, firefighters are getting a high rate of cancer 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road. Their bodies absorb stuff from the fire. These are things we have to worry about.
One more question. It's been a pretty rough winter. How is the county snow plowing, snow removal budget holding up through mid-February?
We're holding up pretty well. We're in the same situation as everyone else. We've got more snow than we've had typically in the last couple of years. With the colder temperatures, this has been one of the coldest winters, I believe, in history. You have to put a lot of sand and salt down. And what has happened there is that people don't realize anything under 15 degrees, it's a waste of time. The temperature has to be above 15 degrees. So, we've been having these record lows, so it's tough. We're holding our own, and I always tell everyone, we treat 15 inches of snow the same way we treat 2 inches of snow. But we're just, the men and women in our DPW department have done a phenomenal job. They're out there around the clock keeping our roads safe and clean. It's going to be a little bit above budget this year, but we'll be okay.